and subscribe to youtube.com/Richard Anderson.
You are completely locked into this studio today. Okay, we've got our wonderful guest in the studio this wonderful fine day. And as I've been saying throughout the day, he's very, very busy. And by that I mean he's an author, he's a singer-songwriter, and he's even a hypnotherapist as well. But we'll get into that. So first of all, good morning and welcome, Glenn.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
I'm very, very well. So first things first, because it's quite a combination you've got. Hypnotherapist, singer-songwriter, author. So talk us through, what about you? Let's get into your books first of all. So I'm looking at this book. It's called The Answer. It says on the cover, "Supercharge the Law of Attraction and Find the Secret to True Happiness." Tell us about that. What's this book about?
Well, that book is, it's been out a little while now. It's just been re-released on paperback. That's the hardback copy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about you attracting into your life whatever it is you want to achieve. So if you want more love, you want more happiness, abundance, you can attract that into your life. And there's lots of techniques in the book to help you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also a download that comes with the book. So at the end of it, you can swipe your phone over it and it will download straight to your phone.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a law of attraction MP3 there that will help you to attract abundance, wealth, success, all the things you want, you know, amazing things into your life.
I'm going to read off one of the extracts, if that's okay with you. I hope I'm not spoiling the book or anything. You know, to create a positive future, you have to believe your future is golden in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's just, you know, you create the reality inside yourself. Mm-hmm. And your external environment will mimic that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Einstein said energy is,
transfers.
Yeah, and it frequencies match universally, you know. Mm-hmm. So if you're resonating at a certain frequency and you hold a certain belief, that's what your external reality will become.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll attract that into your life.
So you don't believe it's just the science, it's actually a way of life, even when it comes to emotional states at the same time. Is that what you're saying? Or
yeah, absolutely. You know, your ability to manifest is limitless.
Mm-hmm.
And the power, the way you do that is by switching off the conscious mind, your analytical mind, and going into the unconscious. And that's the realms that we've got so much power and potential in. So when you go into that through meditation, through hypnosis, you can, you know, create these really powerful states that will enable you to attract things into your life. And, you know, so, you know, with my music career, I've kind of gone back into my songwriting and, you know, I've started to project out that kind of, because with my hypnosis career, you know, I've sold like millions of recordings and books.
Mm-hmm.
I've been very successful there. But with the songwriting, it's kind of back to sort of the beginning for me.
Okay.
So I'm using the law of attraction now to manifest, you know, success in that area.
So basically, you're taking your own advice.
Exactly.
Okay.
I read the book.
I like it. You read the book. I got to read this book.
Yeah.
Now, I can see the connection with your singer-songwriting, but how did, because obviously you're clearly a good writer.
But how did it begin before all of that? What was it? Who was it that introduced you to music?
Well, years and years ago, I used to, I started as a teenager. I was a punk rocker and hang around on the streets, and then I got into a band.
You were a punk rocker?
I was a punk rocker.
I just can't see it. I'm trying, I just can't see it.
This professional persona. If you see me 30 years ago, I've had green hair, the dog collar, bondage trousers, all of that gear.
Wow.
and that's kind of, I was always, you know, big into that scene and, you know, and drawn to music.
Mm.
And, you know, around that time I got into a band and, you know, we had a little taste of success, like back in the 80s, we won a national pop competition and...
I understand you won some money, like 10 grand or so.
Yeah, like in 1983 we got signed to a big record company and, you know, the world was at our feet back then. But because we were young and inexperienced, it came and went like Hayley's Comet.
Uh-huh.
So from there I went off to did the cabaret circuit. I did covers in bars and restaurants, that kind of thing. And it was while I was doing that that I worked with a stage hypnotist.
Mm-hmm.
And watching this guy work sparked my interest in hypnosis.
Okay.
But I didn't want to do it for the entertainment thing. I was drawn to it for like the therapy side of it.
Okay.
And so I did. I went to a college in London, did a 2-year diploma, and then they let me loose on the public.
Okay.
And like from there, you know, I never looked back. And then because of my musical background, I started making hypnosis recordings.
Okay.
And they, you know, over a number of years, they took off, and you know, now I'm getting like a million downloads a year on the App Store.
Oh wow.
And you know, they've been hugely successful. Mm-hmm. But I've kind of always had that love of songwriting.
Do you ever make people bark like a dog when you do hypnosis? Or those, you know, act like a chicken? You know?
No, that's kind of the stage hypnosis thing.
So okay.
The distinction I always make
is
it's purely for entertainment.
Okay.
Whereas what I do is for therapy.
Okay.
So I help people to lose weight, stop smoking, overcome phobias, you know, stress relief, that kind of thing.
So what is the true purpose of hypnosis?
Well, it's really to, the way that I use it is to empower.
Okay.
And, you know, you can use self-hypnosis to empower yourself, mm-hmm. or you can go and see a hypnotherapist who will empower you to, you know, achieve a goal or to lose weight, stop smoking, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So it's really, you know, it's a powerful, powerful state of being that anyone can access.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they say that, you know, we only use a small part of our brain, the majority of the time, you know, the
10%, if I'm not wrong.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of the old Einstein quote, but it's probably a greater part of that because we, you know, use different parts of our brains for different functions at different times. But you know, the majority of our potential and power is through the unconscious mind, which is the greater part of the mind, and that's really.
I kind of believe that because there are things that people do which are actually impossible, you know, literally. And you think, how on earth was that person capable of? But it's the mind, isn't it?
Well, we've all got superhuman strength.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you hear stories where a mother will be able to lift a car off of a child who's trapped underneath it.
Uh-huh.
That's well documented around the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's because when she's in that state and she sees a child trapped, you know, something kicks in that's primal and superhuman,
uh-huh.
and she summons the strength to lift the car because she doesn't stop for a minute to think, that car weighs half a ton, I can't lift it up. She's just, I've got to lift that car up, and zones in, goes into a trance state and picks the car up.
Yeah.
And we've all got that ability when we're in a similar situation.
I've got a funny story about that.
Yeah.
You know, there was this time I was in this public place, and there was this kind of I don't know how else to describe it, but it was a very, well, it was a very, very expensive old vase. And, you know, I was there. It wasn't me. I promise it wasn't me. But somebody accidentally knocked over that vase. And I, seeing that, was like, oh. And I actually, honestly, I flew. I flew. I literally don't know till this day how I got from, like, the point I was standing at to the point where the vase was toppling.
Yeah.
And I actually just, in my mind, I said, this vase is not going to break, because I knew how old it was and I knew it was expensive.
So you caught it?
I caught the thing.
Wow.
And I don't know how I got from point A to point B. But my theory is...
So you could be England's new goalkeeper if
I could
your mind to it, couldn't you?
That's what I keep telling them.
With that natural ability, you know, I could hypnotise you. And there you are. Joe Hart, move out of the way.
You know what I'm saying? Sending my CV up? Man, that would be awesome. Now, this song that you've got, what is this song about that we're about to play in
this song is a song that I wrote 20-odd years ago, and I kind of had a little rough demo of it, but I always knew it was a good song.
Mm-hmm.
So just recently, I've worked with a studio team in the States, like a team of session guys, to update the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I put a string quartet on it, and it's not actually me singing it, it's a session pro out in the States.
Okay.
But it's my song, I wrote it 20 years ago, and, you know, I wrote it at a time when I was kind of, I'd just fallen in love, and I was kind of, my heart was open, and I just really poured my heart into this song, and it's very a simple song, but it kind of conveys that feeling. So,
okay. Mm-hmm. And All of My Heart, who came up with the name, and why is it called All of My Heart in particular?
That's kind of what I was feeling at the time, you know, it was about that feeling of being in love, and, you know, just my heart was open, and, you know, I think sometimes when you write words, they just pour out of you, because that's, you know, what you're feeling. And I seem to remember when I wrote it, the lyrics came quite quickly.
Okay.
You know, so, yeah.
Okay, here he is, All of My Heart, Glenn Harrell. That was just absolutely amazing. What an amazing track that was. So I have to applaud you.
Oh, thank you.
Now, before we go, I have a confession to make. I don't know if you know this already, but see, me and David Cameron were actually brothers.
Really?
Yeah. Can you see the similarities? So, you know, David Cameron... I approach my brother and all, you know, I call him bro, bra, yeah, sometimes.
You're a lot cooler than he is.
I am.
You're the cool
brother. I'm the cool one. He's not so cool.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was like, hey, bra, how you doing, bro? And I asked him, look, I need you to send me some prizes because we're having Glenn Harrell in the studio this morning and, you know, today. And then he said, all right, then I can send you some prizes. So then I said, okay, so what are you sending me, Dave? So excited. And I excited... who was speaking this morning in the cabinet office before I got here.
Yeah, your brother.
Yeah, me and my brother. You know how we do. He said, look, if Ben answers one of these riddles, which you'll give him right, he'll walk away with...
10 grand?
This amazing carry bag! Almost 10 grand. There's a recession. Riddle number two. If he gets riddle number two right, he'll walk away with the second prize of the day, which is... this fabulous pen that is semi-broken.
No expense spared, eh?
No expense spared. If he gets all three of these riddles right, he'll walk away with our top prize for today from the Cabinet Office, from my bra,
yeah,
hand gestures. David Cameron is this small bottle of deodorant, partially used.
Right, okay. I'm motivated.
Here we go. Riddle number one. I think you might need to get some a bit of your law of attraction working here to get these riddles right.
Okay.
Here we are. Riddle number one. I'm part of the bird that's not in the sky. I can swim in the ocean and yet I remain dry. What am I? You have 20 seconds to answer. Go.
So it's a bird that doesn't fly.
Give me answers, go.
Oh,
I'm the part of the bird that's not in the sky. I can swim in the ocean yet remain dry. What am I? 15,
what are
14,
you?
13, 12. Throw answers at me. A duck, 12, 11,
I know this is
10, 9, throw some at me, you've got a duck so far. 8, a penguin, is that your final answer? 7,
yeah, that's my
final answer. Okay.
Duck or a penguin?
Duck or a penguin, one of those. Actually, the correct answer I was actually looking for was the shadow.
The shadow.
Oh. That means you're not walking away with a top prize because you wouldn't get all three right. Oh, man. No deodorant.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, riddle number two. Here we go. 20 seconds to answer me. What jumps when it walks and sits when it stands?
It's got to be a kangaroo, isn't it?
19, 18, final answer?
Final 17. Answer, kangaroo.
Okay. Stop the clock! Okay.
Is that good?
The correct answer I was actually looking for was a kangaroo.
Yeah, that was quick, wasn't it?
That means you're at least walking. Yeah, that was power quick.
I'm on it. Considering I was up early this morning, I'm pleased with that.
You're at least walking away with the carry bag.
Right.
But we want you to win the broken pen.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. The law of attraction.
I feel the tension in the studio.
Throw it off the highest building, and I'll not break. But put me in the ocean, and I will. What am I? 19, 18, 17, 16. Throw me answers.
Oh, man,
15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10,
God knows.
9. Give me something. 8, 7,
the mind's gone
6,
blank. So I think
5.
I'll...
Give me something. Throw anything. Anything comes to your mind. Yeah, once again, throw it in. Throw it off the highest building. Sorry, yeah. Kangaroo off the highest building. Throw it off the highest building and I'll not break.
Okay.
Put me in the ocean and I will. What am I? Give
break
me 9 more seconds.
What
9.
I can't think of anything
8,
that will break in an
7,
ocean.
6,
maybe,
5, 4, 3,
no,
2. Give me know. Something. Give me something. Throw anything. 1.
I can't think.
You gave me kangaroo.
My mind has gone blank.
Okay, kangaroo. Without reporting to the NSPCC.
Okay.
Or SPCA, or whatever one is. Okay, so throw off the highest building, I will not break. Put me in the ocean and I will. What am I? The correct answer I was actually looking for was rather not a kangaroo. It was rather a tissue.
A tissue? That all makes sense now.
Ah! You're not walking away with the broken pen! Ah, the broken pen, man! Ah! But you are walking away.
Give it back to David Cameron.
I will. I'll send it back. I'll send it back to my bra. You are walking away with this awesome carrier bag. Congratulations, Gavin Harrell.
Thank you. I feel blessed.
So if you want more information on you, where can they head over to?
So I've got my own website, which is www.glennharrell.com. I've got a Facebook fan page, again, Glenn Harrell, or a Twitter page, which is, I do believe it's at Glenn Harrell.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
okay, so we're back. We're touring it to a close. We're going to be back on same time, same station tomorrow. So make sure you're tuning in then. And of course, more information on richardanderson.com and of course on the station's website itself. Okay, thank you very much, Glenn.
Thank you, Richard.
Wonderful. See you same time, same station. Ciao for now.